This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about an interesting program that's going to be coming up here next week, actually. And I'm happy to have on the program with me Brian Jones, the Community Health and Engagement Coordinator with the eBite Center. And Brian, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
As well as D'Angelo Boone, who is the Coordinator in Programming and Education there at the eBite Center here in Adrian 2. D'Angelo, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate it.
It's good. Got a new guy here, huh?
Yes, yes. And extremely excited to have him as well. So
good, good. Well, let's kind of find out a little bit about what you do then, Brian.
Well, my title pretty much describes it. At ProMedica, we are definitely interested in the health of the community. And my job is to engage with that community. So I want to know what they're looking for, what they need, and how we can provide that to them. And also make sure that they are aware of how to access whatever offerings that we can make available to the community.
Yeah. And it's such a great location to be able to have there on that side of the city, too.
Oh, it's perfect. Looking at some of the data that, the ProMedica has provided for me, and also the Adrian Dominican Sisters, it shows that there is a need, especially in East Adrian. So we're located right in the middle of that. And then on top of that, I can look at the data and see where maybe there are needs. But then I've also been able to talk to people who live in the community, people like D'Angelo, who have helped me to see part of the community that you cannot see on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So what that really means is that the community in its own sense is thriving. They want to be bonded together. They do care about each other. So I just want to find out how I can help them move forward in whatever their goals are.
And that's where the eBite Center comes in, right, D'Angelo?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So our goal is really to address the social needs of the community to build on what their hopes are and to really allow the community to voice to us what they're looking for and how ProMedica can assist and how do we address the disparities that they're facing as well. And being located in the heart of East Adrian allows us to really engage more intentionally.
Yeah. Let's remind people where the eBite Center is located at, D'Angelo.
Absolutely. So the eBite Center is located at 801 East Maumee, Adrian, Michigan, inside of the Comstock Building.
Okay. We're going to be talking about a very special program that you're going to be having, Soundtrack to Success. And Brian, when is that going to be?
Okay. So Soundtrack to Success is going to be held February 18th. From 3:30 p.m. until 5 o'clock p.m. And again, it's at the Comstock Building, 801 East Adrian, East Maumee Street in Adrian.
Okay. And you're working with Southeast Michigan Works, right?
Yep, absolutely. Michigan Works Southeast. And they really excel in helping people to find employment or to better their professional skills. And that's what they're going to be doing with this program. But they're also going to be mixing in music to try to make it a little bit more relatable, a little bit more fun. I got to see a small clip of what they're going to be doing. It's very exciting. I'm a music lover, so I'm going to be attending myself. And I look forward to hearing what the community has to say about it.
Well, okay, so exactly what is the Soundtrack to Success? I mean, you kind of hinted at it a little bit, but a little bit more description about what that program is then.
So it's an interactive workshop that's going to blend music and career development using classic or popular songs to highlight soft skills that will drive professional success. And what a soft skill is, something more like showing up on time, coming to work with a good attitude, making sure that you're dressed appropriately for your job, things like that.
Okay. So then Michigan Works Southeast is a prime partner to have in this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what they do. That's what they thrive in. Did you want to talk a little bit about what they do, D'Angelo?
Sure. So they offer a variety of programming that really address the needs of individuals seeking employment and other educational opportunities as well. So building those soft skills, being really intentional with how they do that. Resume building, they have posts that identify a lot of jobs that are hiring within community, what those jobs pay rates are, and how members of our community can connect to those positions. And Soundtrack to Success is a very different opportunity to address those soft skills and use the music as a tool for that. So I think the approach is going to be really unique and a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to tell a brief story about soft skills. I carry my card as a cement mason out of Local 886, and we had an apprenticeship to go through. A lot of the apprenticeships in the area where I live are 3 to 5 years.
Uh-huh.
So there was a gentleman, I was in my early 20s, and he was probably in his mid-20s, and he had just become a journeyman. When he found out I was starting out as a cement mason, he took me aside, and he said, "Hey, just don't quit." And that may seem like a really simple statement, but really what he was telling me was, I just need to show up to work every day on time. And what I found was, as an apprentice, I was terrible at my job. But the reason why they had me back time and again was because I was reliable and I always showed up. So that's the story I thought of in regard to how important soft skills are.
Yeah.
Because some of the other skills that you will develop that are specific to your job, that comes with time.
Yeah.
But you can still be someone that is employable if you develop these skills. And that's what Michigan Works is going to be offering.
And, you know, there's always that learning curve, too, that absolutely goes along with it, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, as long as you have those soft skills of being, like you said, you know, being reliable, showing up on time and being there and being willing to work, says a lot, right, D'Angelo?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that is really important, especially in this day and age when you've got where the workforce is very competitive,
yeah,
that you take advantage of every opportunity that you can to really build yourself. That way you can market yourself to future employers. And Michigan Works is, they have a plethora of resources that really help people navigate that space.
So, Brian, who is this really aimed at then?
Oh.
Who should be, you know, saying, biting at the chop, you know, to be able to come to this?
Okay, so first of all, anyone and everyone who wants to improve their professional success. This class is offered to ages 12 and up. So that covers a lot of ground.
Yeah.
So if you are 12 years old up to 99, I don't want to limit it at 99.
Because there's a lot of people above 99.
If you are interested in furthering your success and becoming a greater professional, then this is for you.
Okay. Now, is there a need to register ahead of time for this, D'Angelo, or how does that work?
There's no need to register ahead of time. You can if you would like to. You can contact us. You can use our QR codes or our email address or phone number to make a phone call to say, hey, I'm going to attend this. But walk-ins are more than welcome.
Okay. So that phone number for them to call then, D'Angelo?
The phone number for them to call is 517-264-1365.
Okay. Now, do they need Brian to bring anything for this or D'Angelo, or just show up?
Just show up. Come with a can-do attitude and a willingness to learn, and that's all you need to bring with you.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that sometimes, also, especially with young people, they may not know or be aware of some of these soft skills that you were talking about,
absolutely,
Brian. You know, it's not because it's their fault. It's just maybe something they've never been exposed to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can see that now. You have good experiences and you have bad experiences, perhaps, when you go and go to a drive-thru. You know?
Oh, sure.
I've walked into places where I want to – maybe there's a bubble tea spot that I love over by where I live, and I will walk in and they're busy. And they don't know to say, hello, we'll be with you in a minute. But something that small changes my experience there.
Exactly.
So, it can be lost, and it's not their fault. Someone needs to teach them, and that's what Michigan Works Southeast is doing.
Yeah. This is such a great thing to be able to offer, and it's not necessarily just for those on the east side of Adrian. Anybody can come to this, right?
Anyone is open to anyone and everyone. It's a really good partnership that we have with Michigan Works Southeast with eBite Center. So, but we are opening this up to anyone in our community, not just residents of the east side. Residents of all of Lenawee County are more than welcome to attend.
Very good. The thing is that we need to build the soft skills. And sometimes even us older adults maybe need some of these soft skills too, Brian.
We never stop learning.
Yeah.
It should be your goal, in my opinion, all of our goals, to continue to learn and to grow until we are done here on this earth.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, we never stop learning.
Yeah. The eBite Center offers so much. D'Angelo.
Yes.
You're offering different classes, different activities. How can people learn more about what is happening down at the eBite Center?
We have a few ways to do that. One, we have a really fantastic Facebook page. People can follow us on Facebook at ProMedica, Adrian eBite Neighborhood Promise. If you can follow us there with that. You can follow us. You can contact us via email. You can call in our office. We have a text tool that we use as well. We are able to continue to keep notifications going out. So if you provide us with your phone number and give us permission to text you, we can keep you updated on a weekly basis as to what our upcoming offerings are.
Okay. Brian, what else about the Soundtrack to Success that we haven't covered, that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I would also say, in addition to your positive attitude, maybe be prepared to sing along.
Okay, yeah. Because there's going to be some good music going on too, right?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got to see a little clip of it, and I was jamming.
Yeah. But you know what? That makes learning fun.
It does. It does. And, you know, just to get a little bit off track here, programs like this are incredibly important. D'Angelo mentioned a little bit earlier what eBite is really doing. Something that I don't think the community realizes is that what we get taken care of in the hospital or our physicians handle, it's only 20% of our health.
Mm-hmm.
The other 80% is determined by how our lifestyle is outside of work. And even outside of the hospital, excuse me. And
right.
So even just having to live paycheck to paycheck and being stressed out that way, that makes a difference.
It sure does.
It makes a difference. So building skills like this, it may seem like a small deal to some people, or it may seem like it only impacts one facet of your life, but that's not true.
Yeah.
It impacts everything.
Absolutely.
It really does make a difference. And, you know, what you do learn from this and those soft skills can be used every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just being able to connect with people too, D'Angelo.
Yes, absolutely. I think that building on your soft skills offers you an opportunity to have a very different quality of life and quality of experience when you go to engage the public and even at your place of work. Mm-hmm. It can change your experience at work and how your employers look at you and even the opportunity for advancement within your career choices.
Bingo, right there. Advancement too, yeah, because if you put that a positive attitude on, and those other soft skills that we were talking about, Brian, can go a long, long ways.
You know, people may not realize this, but those interpersonal relationships, things that are outside of a secular environment, so you may not think that your professional career could be impacted, it still can happen. I mean, in a sense, every moment of your day when you're outside of your home, you are on a job interview. You
yeah.
never know where your next opportunity could come from. So we're not just talking about advancement within a job. But maybe a future career may come about because of an interaction that you had with someone.
Absolutely. Well, in the time that we have remaining, let's emphasize once again, the Soundtrack to Success is going to be when and where, Brian?
All right. So Soundtrack to Success, February 18th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. It's offered by Michigan Works Southeast. And it's going to be presented at the eBite Center located at Comstock, 801 East Maumee Street in Adrian.
Okay. And this, again, is for anybody
this
and
is
everybody,
for anybody
right?
and everybody. And if you have any questions, call us at 517-264-1365. You can also email us at adrianenp@promedica.org. And then if you wanted to get more information from Michigan Works Southeast, you can go to their website at www.mwse.org.
That's mwse.org. Okay, very good. What an exciting program, D'Angelo.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, you put that on your calendars, spread the word on this as well. If you think there might be somebody that would benefit from this, tell them about that, okay? Very
yes.
good. Hey, it's been good having both of you guys here to be able to talk about the Soundtrack to Success. Much success with that. Talk about success, right? And hopefully we'll be able to talk more with both of you very soon.
Yeah, look
absolutely.
Forward to it.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Brian Jones, who is the Community Health and Engagement Coordinator, and D'Angelo Boone, Coordinator in Programming and Education at the eBite Center here in Adrian. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.